I think it's a really childish attitude to say no to life with all its pain, you know? To say this is something that should not have been. Schopenhauer, in one of his marvelous chapters, I think it's in The World's Will and Idea, says, life is something that should not have been. It is, in its very essence and character, a terrible thing to consider, this business of living by killing and eating. I mean, it's in sin in terms of all ethical judgments all the time.
As Zorba says, trouble? Life is trouble.
That's it.
Only death is no trouble.
And when people say to me, you know, do you have optimism about the world, you know, how terrible it is? I said, yes, just say, it's great. Just the way it is.
But doesn't that lead to a rather passive attitude in the face of evil, in the face of wrong?
You participate in it. Whatever you do is evil for somebody.
But explain that for the audience. I mean, you say yes to that which you...
Well, when I was in India, there was a man whose name was Sri Krishna Menon, and his mystical name was Atmananda, and he was in Trivandrum, and I went to Trivandrum. And I had the wonderful privilege of sitting face to face with him, as I'm sitting here with you. And the first question, the first thing he said to me is, do you have a question? And because the teacher there always answers questions, he doesn't tell you what anything, he answers. And I said, yes, I have a question. I said, since in Hindu thinking, all the universe is divine, is a manifestation of divinity itself, how could we say no to anything in the world? How could we say no to brutality, to stupidity, to vulgarity, to thoughtlessness? And he said, for you and me, you must say yes. Well, I learned from my friends who were students of his that that happened to have been the first question he asked his guru, and we had a wonderful talk for about an hour there on this theme of the affirmation of the world